What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 6th, 2019, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on a Friday, and whatever is about to, show up next here. It's raining here in Indiana, and so we're staying indoors and staying dry here. Meanwhile, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So getting right on into it, the situation in Washington, D.C. continues to deteriorate. Everybody's now screaming over the whistleblower and what the guy's name is, although it's already being reported it's Eric Ciaramella. And they're saying, he's got to be anonymous, he's got to be anonymous. And then the other side is saying, whistleblowers are never anonymous. They have to be called on to testify and be subject to cross-examination, just like everybody else. So Rand Paul's out there saying it's time to subpoena this Eric Ciaramella because he may be involved in the corrupt Ukrainian dealings. And he's not talking about Trump. He's talking about Biden and Biden Jr. So it's always a danger when you go after the president for crimes you yourself have committed. Corporate media has lost the ability to say, oh, pay no attention to that man behind the curtains here. You want to go after Donald Trump. We're making the case against Donald Trump. He's a bad person. We need to get rid of him, and you've got to help us. All right, well, Adam Schiff, who, as it turns out, is a distant relation of George Soros, has announced the first public impeachment hearings for next week. And Mr. Star Chamber himself will be trying to prove just how clever he is next week. Now, they're already releasing excerpts of the transcripts of the behind-closed-door testimony. They're sending them out to the corporate media. Basically trying to pre-sell the American people on the idea that Trump did something bad. We'll tell you what it is next week. But for right now, for the rest of this week and for the weekend, just say Trump bad, Trump bad, Orange Man bad, Orange Man bad. And it's just pure propaganda. It really, really is. And the poll numbers in support of impeachment continue to decline. And I think it's a combination of the fact that the Democrats are demonstrating they don't really have a case, along with the fact that we, the American people, we're just tired of hearing about all this stuff. Getting bored. We're getting impeachment burnout here. Now, the Democrats have dropped this whole quid pro quo rhetoric now that it came on out that the government of Ukraine was unaware that the aid had been held up. And the question would be, who held up the aid? Was it really Obama or was it Biden? But now the story has shifted one more time. Now it's Trump is guilty of extortion and he's guilty of bribery. So still out there just thrashing around trying to find something that they can use to convince the American people Trump must go. And it's not working. Poll numbers are against them. And this is going to backlash on them next year. The voters look back and see just how badly the Democrats behaved during this whole situation. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Joe in Alaska. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. Nice to talk to you again. I wanted to touch upon climate change business around here. It's evident to everyone here that the ice is definitely receding, but do you remember some report that released, I think I remember hearing you laugh about it, that the heat is hiding at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So what happens when you warm up the water and cool the air? You get a lot more snow, a lot more rain, and a lot more storms. Okay? Now, about this heat that's hiding at the bottom of the ocean. So I'm touching upon geophysics here. I remember you laughing. Well, I don't know about laughing, but you were placating people worried about Kilauea and saying it's not a part of the Ring of Fire, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I immediately thought to myself, oh, no, of course it's not part of the Ring of Fire. It's the crown jewel. But the point is, there's a lot more volcanoes under the ocean than there are on the surface. The ones on the surface are going
absolutely
pretty nuts right now. And so the heat isn't hiding at the bottom of the ocean. It's coming from the bottom of the ocean. And it's definitely, the air is definitely getting cooler according to the Maunder minimum or grand solar minimum. I mean, anyway, the natives up here are, of course, totally wedded to the, originally it was the global warming scenario and then changed to climate change, as you pointed out. But the point being, they're just lobbying for money,
yes.
Money. It's all about the bucks.
Yes.
And I went into, last week in the Nome Nugget, a climatologist came out here and he pointed out the average daily temperatures in Nome have been going down.
Yep.
Linear down for the last 100 years. Last winter, we had record snowfalls here.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a lot warmer and a lot snowier. But the previous year was a record cold. Did I bring up that study from UAF about WTC7 ever to you?
Go ahead. Enlighten us.
Well, yeah, it hadn't been in the media, but the University of Alaska Fairbanks,
yes,
did a computerized study on World Trade Center 7 collapse.
Yes.
And they concluded that it wasn't possible for fire to have brought those that building down. You can get their study, and you can also find some newspaper reports out there, but it's being suppressed big time.
Yes. Yes, it is. and, not here. We reported on it when the story first broke.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'm preaching to the choir there. But I went into the senior center here in Nome, because actually I'm a senior myself. Mm-hmm. On National Grump Day, get this.
I didn't realize there was a National Grump Day. That should be an important holiday to me, and I missed it.
Sorry, but I didn't. Given that it was National Grump Day and given that I've been labeled antisocial and worse, a wizzled old geezer. I got up and I informed all the old folks there. And most of them, it just went right over their head because, they serve free lunches there. That's what's going on there for the elders. And of course, my cooking habits don't include the kind of food they serve, because I don't trust them, and I run all my water through filters because of the fluoride.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you need to be careful because not all water filters will filter out the fluoride.
Well, the Berkey system has a a pretty good system. Anyway, yeah, you should get them for an advertiser. but anyway, I guess that's about all I needed to say. Well, the Southwest Pacific is what's lighting up the most right now with volcanoes and earthquakes.
Yes.
And coincidentally, that's the area that those data buoys that my father put out there were measuring the El Nino. He's the one that made El Nino a household. He's also the one that took the Coast and Geodetic Survey away from the Department of the Interior and formed his own branch of the non-armed services, or the, shall we say, senior executive services. As the director of the Environmental Research Lab in Boulder for NOAA. Anyway, and my brother even got a nepotistic appointment to the NOAA Corps. And so he went to Piney Point, and he, anyway, these people are all lost. And my father is Satan himself. But he's dead now, but I'm sure Trump is making a bid for that also. I'm a non-partisan basher, equal opportunity basher. That's me.
And yes.
I voted for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, just because I wanted to say, hey, it's not my fault. I voted.
Yeah.
And furthermore, when he was at the primary debate and he was asked a question about Aleppo, that sensed it for me. His answer was, what's Aleppo? And I go, well, obviously no one's telling him what to say. I'm voting for him. Anyway, that's a little taste of my cynicism there in case you were maybe jonesing for some of that. Have a nice day. I love your program.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I mean, you go back to the 1990s when this whole global warming thing got started and they were making all these dire predictions about what was going to happen, none of which have come true. And now they've had to abandon the polar bear as their mascot because far from being an endangered species, they have grown so populous, they're now considered pests. In some parts of Canada, you can now legally hunt a polar bear and have a polar bear rug, which would be a nice thing to have during these cold weekends here. All right, getting on back to our domestic politics here. The government is misrepresenting the Flynn evidence. We know that the FBI altered the FD-302. The FBI tried to explain it away, saying, well, we kind of lost the original and we recreated it, but materially it says the same thing. But what it's come on down to is the government saying, we're not giving you the documents basically because we don't want to. And that's not the way they're supposed to operate. Now, General Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is moving ahead to petition the judge to dismiss the entire case for egregious government conduct. And I hope he gets it. This prosecutor should be held in contempt. It was a railroad job. Okay, my camera's acting up again. I don't know why it's doing that. Oh, well, it'll snap back in sooner or later. All right, a lot of people still talking about this latest Project Veritas video regarding this ABC News anchor who said, we had the Epstein story. We had it years ago, including Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton and the rest of it, and ABC management would not let us run with it. And so now YouTube is actively removing views from the Project Veritas Epstein video and deliberately censoring it from the trending page. how to protect our buddies over there in the corporate media. Okay. I don't know why the camera's acting weird, but it is. Here we go. Okay, so corporate media executives were part of this network of people that covered up for Jeff Epstein. And ABC and other mainstream media outlets refused to cover accusations against sex predator Jeffrey Epstein because a network of people that includes top executives were implicated. This is coming out of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. So the Disney-owned network, meaning ABC, has doubled down on its insistence that anchor Amy Robach's story on Epstein 3 years ago lacked, quote, enough corroboration and thus wasn't aired. Now, this is a little hypocritical because look at all the stuff ABC aired without any corroboration whatsoever, like Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas and all these allegations against Donald Trump. They didn't wait for corroboration on any of that. But, you know, Jeff Epstein, he's a nice Jewish boy. We got to wait for corroboration on this one here. And apparently this Amy Robach is 100% convinced that Epstein was murdered, that he did not commit suicide. I'm still not sure. I think he's actually alive somewhere. They faked his death and they got him on out and he's over in Israel or down in the Caymans because it's the only way to keep his dead man switches from activating, which a man in his position, you would have that. Now, interestingly enough, very strange circumstance. Former Palm Beach detective Joseph Ricari, the detective who led the original Epstein investigation, suffered a brief illness at 50 and has passed away. No details whatsoever. So the wet work is beginning. All right, let's talk about the international news here. Apparently, Syrian forces have arrived at the oil field claimed by President Trump, being dispatched around the northeast Syrian province of Hasaka, aiming to basically shore up defenses in villages around the area, ostensibly to try and prevent invading Turkey from pushing deeper into Syria beyond the already claimed safe zone. But it's bringing Syrian forces and U.S. forces into close proximity at a time when, from Syria's point of view, the United States is committing an act of international piracy. And I can understand why the U.S. military in that part of the world is just getting so confused at what's going on. Apparently, Turkey's state-run media is reporting that the U.S. is planning two new military bases in Syria's oil-rich Deir Ezzor province, which are currently under construction. And the fact that they're being honest about it doesn't make it all right. I mean, at first we were told we had to go into Syria because Assad was gassing his own people. And that turned out to be a fake. And then it was, you know, we're there to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then it turned out ISIS and Al-Qaeda were actually working covertly for the United States. So now I guess the attitude in Washington, D.C. is, all right, we'll admit it. We're there for the oil. What are you going to do about it? That seems to be their attitude right now. Over in France, two schools have been set on fire and the police attacked as mobs of 20 to 30 riot. This happened on Halloween night and it appears to, again, be a continuation of the yellow vests. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. And when we come on back, more news and hopefully more phone calls. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about the economic news here for a while, and probably most of you have already noticed there are now two camps regarding the economy, and camp number one is saying, everything's fine. It's all great. Relax. It's all taken care of. And camp number two is saying, are you kidding? We can see the signs of an imminent implosion all around us. What's wrong with you? Anyway, apparently this possibility of a phase one deal with China in the trade war has basically faded away. And as a result, stocks, soybeans, and the yuan plunge in the U.S.-China trade deal delay. And apparently the issue is that final terms have not been agreed to. They can't even agree on a venue where they're going to meet. Shows you how far apart they really are here. Over at Uber, the stock lockup has expired, and the insiders are dumping millions in shares. And so Uber crashed to a new record low. Apparently, 763 million additional shares, 20 billion with a B of Uber stock will hit the market. See what's going to happen over there. Alrighty. Over at the Securities and Exchange Commission, Clayton wants to slash investor safeguards in order to entice more companies to go public. But heck with protecting the investors. We just need people to be ready to buy that stock when the IPOs hit. It's always the last resort. When the economy is heading down, find a way to soak the people. Who are always made to pay for all here. Now, this is an article that came on out. This was in an Investment Watch blog, and the headline is very telling. It says, Consumers Plan for Record Holiday Spending. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. This is the beginning of the propaganda run-up to basically flog the American consumer back into the shopping malls and buy a whole bunch of stuff All right. So from now through Christmas, we're going to be hearing about, oh, it's a great Christmas season. Everybody's buying. And yet we know that the retailers have been cutting their orders. Trucking volume is down. You normally don't see that during the holiday seasons in a healthy economy. Corporate media's job is to help flog us back into those malls, spend money that we don't have to buy things we don't really need for people we're not even really sure we like. So, reminds me of another Tom Lehrer song, Christmas song. It talks about a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. Poor Boeing. They have really messed up what used to be a great company. I mean, we've had the 737 MAX issues with the engines and the flight controls. Now we're having issues with the 737 NX with wing cracks. And now there's a whistleblower who's come forward saying that on the 787, the oxygen system is not reliable. And that if the cabin were to suffer a sudden decompression, that as many as one quarter of the oxygen masks would not deploy. So, yes, let's fire those old legacy engineers and bring in more of those H-1B workers from across the seas. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Hey, Mike, yesterday some guy, after I was hung up, I think the guy's name was Mike or something like that, made some comments about me, you know, about things I said, and I just want to answer. First of all, one of them was about socialism. When I said, you know, the way we're going, we might be better off with socialism than a predatory capitalism that we've got right now. And you're just pretty much mentioning it right, you know, you're making examples right now. He said, well, so, you know, he that socialism never worked. And it's not true. One place it worked very well was in Libya before we bombed the crap out of them wind up killing Gaddafi. And it was working fine. They had a very high standard of living home. The other is, of course, Venezuela. Under when Chavez took over, he actually turned everything around. It was majority. See, this is something they don't tell you. They say, well, Venezuela is really rich. Now, no, it wasn't. There were some rich people there, but the majority of the people were living in poverty. Chavez and turned that around. But again, because of the sanctions they're putting on, of course, you know, the place isn't working. The other place.
Okay, Mark. Mark, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, there's a different name for predatory capitalism. It's called fascism. And, you know, fascists love the fascistic system because all the wealth and power and control flow to them, and there's nothing left over for the ordinary people. And that's why socialism and fascism are mortal enemies. And anytime a country tries to go socialist, they're going to be attacked. That's why the United States overthrew the socialist government of Allende in Chile. Remember Henry Kissinger's comment, the issues are too important to leave up to the Chilean voters. It's their country.
They were very successful under Tito, but then after Tito died, the CIA, the NGOs, and all these others, and of course Russia was very weak at that point, they sent their to cause disruption here in Yugoslavia, and a whole place broke up. So, you know, but it's just not true. I mean, you know, I'm not saying we should have socialism, but if, again, I call it predatory capitalism because it eats up everything that's not nailed down. I know you could also call it fascism, you call it crony capitalism, but really what it comes down is it eats up everything. It even starts eating up the government itself. It starts running everything. And we're seeing that today with the big tech companies, the big banks, the big oil companies, big pharma. big agro. They're poisoning us. They're doing everything, you know, anything to make money and spit on the regular people in this country. And they're driving us into total bankruptcy now with their ridiculously low interest rates. It's not benefiting anybody but the fat cats, right? That's all they're doing. That's why I call it predatory capitalism. And like I said, I'll take socialism over that. That's why I got two people I want to vote for, either Tulsi, and if I have to, I'll vote for Bernie Sanders. Nobody else. Trump disappointed me too much, and that reminds me of the guy, one of those guys was also saying, could have been Mike also, about justifying what Trump is doing in Syria. There's no justifying for that. There's no justification at all. It's theft. And Assad's army would take those oil fields in about a day if he had to. If we didn't stand in his way, ISIS isn't going to get a hold of that, and neither are the Kurds. Assad would take it over in no time. This is just theft, plain and simple. That's all Trump is doing. He's shaming this country by doing something like this. And you want to know an impeachable offense? That's an impeachable offense. Not the nonsense they're talking about Ukraine. They're the deep state is just trying to cover up for their own crime. And they'll do anything they can to succeed. So that's pretty much it, Mike. I mean, you know, like I said, I just want to, if this guy wants to call again, you know, he wants to even have a three-way conversation, I'd gladly talk to these people.
By the way, after the last three-way conversation we had, I'm going to avoid that because that kind of turned into a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah. Another thing, you know, and I hope, you know, by the way, you know who's on my YouTube, who actually found me on YouTube now? Cynthia McKinney on my YouTube channel. Yep. I'm very proud of that. I really respect her. We've had her on the show, and
I've known Cynthia for a lot of years.
Yeah, I know. I just wish she was running for president. I'll be honest with you. That woman's got...
If she was, I'd support her.
Huh? Yeah, I would too. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've heard rumors that her and Jesse Ventura was going to run, but I think it's already just about too late for third party to really get rolling, you know?
Yeah.
It's too bad, though. Hi, Mike. Thought I'd tell you that, you know, see if this guy wants to come back. And he was also putting down Dustin, too, which disgusts me because Dustin is a good guy. He's a patriot. He means well. He says he's got it down pat about Trump, you know? So that's about it, Mike. Right.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Mark. We're going to let you go. And we are going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. Your ears must have been burning. What's on your mind?
I'm the devil today, I guess. Hey, Mike, I just want to say what Frank from New York, he was spot on yesterday of all like the failings Trump was supposed to do. And I'm wondering, Frank, did any of your silver shekels rust? Hey, Mike, what's that poster on the floor behind you? And also, what's that statue on your bookshelf? I'm just curious.
Well, the poster that's over on that side is from the magician David Copperfield from when he made the Statue of Liberty disappear. And that one is the crew shot from Star Trek The Motion Picture. And the little statue that's up there, I'm still getting this all organized, that's the Viking lander.
Yeah, man, Mike, I'm a big Star Trek fan. I never really cared for Star Wars. Star Trek was great. A lot of people didn't like the motion picture. I thought it was great. Like, it was a great movie, but I guess it's not a shoot-em-up, action-packed movie. It was, you know, Star Trek movies are not really all about shoot-em-ups. You know,
let's be brutally honest, you know, because I worked on the first one. It was terrible filmmaking, and I was disappointed because when Robert Wise came on as the director, I figured we're going to have a really good movie because he had directed the original Day the Earth Stood Still. But we had so many problems with screenplays. And then after we got the movie shot, Paramount standards and practices people went through and literally cut out anything that could be offensive to anybody. And so what actually hit the theaters was a piece of junk. And, you know, I say that, you know, normally I should be, well, I am proud that I worked on it, but it did not produce a good product.
You see, I liked it. I liked all of them. Yeah, it was a little slow and stuff, but I liked the story with V'ger, right? V'ger and...
Yes.
What's in that? All right, so getting back, like, to what Mark, I'm going to, respond with you. You had this gentle lady from Massachusetts call in yesterday, and she was wrong on so many things, Mike. Like, first of all, talking about socialism, what Mark said, Trump's socialist. He's a socialist because he was bailed out by the people in New Jersey when it came to a Langston with the casinos.
Yes.
Trump also bailed out with the Federal Reserve. He pumped in liquidity to the markets, to the banks, just this past couple weeks and months. And he also gave socialism to the farmers because of the failed tariffs, trade war. So,
yeah.
And she sounded like a big, like a Trump supporter. But, Mike, she was so wrong on just everything because when you challenged her on, like, Sheldon Adelson, she didn't want to talk about that. Like, I mean, if you're getting your money from somebody, that means you have allegiance to somebody. Like, you're you know, if he has all this money, why is he getting money from Sheldon Adelson? You know, like, what does he owe him? You know, because if you borrow money from somebody, you obviously owe somebody. You know, and also you challenged her on, like, John Bolton, and she goes, we got to agree to disagree. Well, John Bolton, and Frank from New York says this, because I got to give kudos to him. John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Bloody Gina Haspel, who ran the black, you know, prison in Thailand.
Yes.
And also Elliot Abrams, who ran death squads. You know, like, how do you explain that? You can't. You know, and I go back to saying, like I said before, Trump's battling a deep state, but there's multiple deep states and factions.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, Trump has put these people in. Trump also put in people from Monsanto, right? The CEO, like the ex-CEO or corporate heads to fund what, the USDA or the FDA or whatever. And also,
yep.
He also put in, like, didn't he put in somebody from Boeing who was like a stopgap for like the Secretary of Defense or something? I mean, corporatism is fascism, okay? Like,
yes.
Crony capitalism, corporatism, it's fascism. And if you put corporate heads in, and you're not putting, he hasn't put in any, who has he put in from outside the Beltway, Mike? Like, from the outside the establishment or the Beltway, these people are all part of that group. You know, the group that'll never invite us over for, like, a beer at their mansion,
yes.
You know? They'll never invite us over for, like, the beluga they eat or the Kobe beef they eat probably every week. You know, like, they're not in our sphere of influence, if you know. But, like, I just don't understand,
I think the phrase you're looking for is socioeconomic strata.
That's it. But she was just so wrong and everything. And then when you... She listed, like, you know, she didn't list anything Trump accomplished. She just, Trump's trying, but they're blocking him. But what I keep saying when I call in, and I know a lot of people don't like to hear, is, but he put people in that are part of the establishment. Bob Barr is part of the establishment. Okay? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you put people in that are part of that group, you're not going to get anything done. But why is he still putting those people in? Like, it's been 3 years in, but yet it's the same people of the same group in. So I don't know how to explain this, but, I mean, maybe it's just all a rope-a-dope. I don't know. You know, like, it's just a play on the American people, just like I'm leaving Syria only to come back. I mean... You got to be a moron to not figure out what's going on now. Okay, and Mike,
yeah.
On the economy, did you look at the liberal Drudge Report? Because I know some people don't like to hear the Drudge Report now because it's liberal. It's like about the manufacturing decline in the Rust Belt. I was just reading this today, like a couple hours ago. There's a whole bunch of stuff on the economy, how the deficit keeps going up. Nothing's changed. You know, Mike, I can turn around and say Obama's a Make America Great Again and Trump's Hope and Change, because this is what we got. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. And to these people, you know, and you said it yesterday, what has made your has your life improved since Trump's been in? Nothing's improved. Absolutely nothing. Somebody called about the coal industry, the deregulation of the coal. Yes, so? What's that do? Has energy prices dropped for the average American? Because it's going to be a cold winter. You know, the Northeast is going to be getting hit with cold weather this next couple days or next week. Mm-hmm. But has prices dropped? Like, you know, since if they deregulate, you know, what's changed? Like, has prices dropped? Inflation's going. You know what I mean? Like, what has changed to make the average American better off? Like you said yesterday, like, is your lifestyle better at this moment in time? And if you say yes, you're full of crap. If you say nothing's changed, then nothing's changed. Nothing. We're stuck in the same spot we've been in. You know, nothing's been fixed, Mike. No infrastructure's been fixed. Tom from Florida mentioned the beast train. How come that hasn't been stopped? The families coming over the border hasn't been stopped. The people who were killed in Mexico, the Mormons. You think actually anything's going to be done with that? Nothing's going to be done with that, Mike. Okay, nothing.
No, I don't think so.
It's going to be forgotten about. It's going to be on next day's page. You know, and that's all I got to say, Mike. I'm aggravated. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. And the New York Times is already out there trying to spin this attack on the Mormon family as, well, it's just religious differences and therefore not worthy of paying attention to. But there is a huge story there that is simply not being covered. One of the children apparently hid their siblings in the brush during the attack, and after it was all over, walked 14 miles to get help. Anyway, all right, let's go back to the phones here. Miles in Maine, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I think already what, and I like Dustin, don't get me wrong, but I think already what he said is shown to be kind of inaccurate, because they've already made arrests in that situation, so we don't know what's going to go on. So let's just leave it at that till we do know. I mean, they made arrests.
Arrested a suspect.
Okay, that's pretty rapid, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Well, apparently they caught this guy, and he had a car full of illegal weapons and a bunch of other stuff, and they arrested him on all that stuff. And then they said, you know, I think this guy may have something to do with that attack on the Mormons.
Well, that's good. That's a great start. But I wanted to get over to Mark, where Mark was talking about socialism. You know, and he points to socialism, and he points to Chavez, and he points to Gaddafi, but he points to the capitalist aspects of them, which has nothing to do with, is not socialist at all. Gaddafi sold his oil and put it back into his country. What's socialist about that? You know, nothing. That's what should be going on. And yesterday he commented on how Republicans were making money off of global warming. Last I checked, that was Al Gore.
Well, everybody's trying to chip into the global warming hysteria. You know, anybody who can get a movement going like that, and everybody's going to be saying, how can I cash in on this?
Yeah, well, but Gore is the name brand that's been put out there and got the Nobel Prize and all this other crazy stuff. But then, you know,
okay,
Dustin
now, to be technically correct, Al Gore did not win the Nobel Prize. He showed up to pick up the prize for an organization that's connected with the global warming cult, if you will. But he himself did not win the prize.
Yeah, fair enough. He heads up the organization. I got you on that. You're right, Mike. And then Dustin mentioned he wasn't a lifelong Democrat yesterday, but health care and all that other stuff he mentioned, that's not covered by the Constitution. That's not a constitutional obligation. Then he said he was a libertarian. If he was a libertarian, then why didn't he vote for Ron Paul instead of Obama? You know? I mean, okay. Interesting. He mentioned production's down, but Forbes magazine says it's up 31,000 jobs in the Trump's first 30 months of production, and it's up 6%, 60% over a period of time. Market Watch has reported an all-time high in 2018. So Dustin might want to consider not listening to Drudge and looking for some other sources.
Yeah, so, I stopped following Drudge a long, long time ago. Anyway, listen, Miles, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Stuart in Florida. Aloha, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? I just have to challenge you. Your frequent references to fascism and associating it with what we have today. What we have today is oligarchy. And the difference is that fascism, which is the most hated ideology by both the left and the right, is an ideology of protecting the national culture and traditions of a country and subordinating the economy to that end without eliminating private property. What we have today is the complete opposite, the subordination of the country to maximum profits. Now, another common mistake that's made is, I think it was Dustin mentioned, you know, corporatism. Well, yes. Corporatism is a form. It's a form. The question is, what is the content of that form? And it's different, you know, under fascism. Okay, it's true that big corporations were part of the government, but the question is, who is controlling who? And I maintain that it was the political side that was controlling the big corporations. It was more of a consultative situation. And the concept of corporations was also extended towards the arena of political representation, where things would not be organized territorially in terms of representation, but more towards, industries and occupational groups. And it's not surprising that the private banking system was eliminated. Germany and Hitler, Mussolini, same thing under Gaddafi, and I'll bet the same thing was true under Saddam Hussein. So when you talk about socialism as Marx did, socialism is a total disaster because it ends up reducing everybody to the lowest common denominator. It destroys the individual.
Yes.
Under the present system, we have the destruction of the middle class by the oligarchs. So we have the other extreme under what we might call rapacious capitalism. And so, let me just give a couple of examples. More modern times, we see what could be called a fascist regime, not a socialist regime, in Libya under Gaddafi, where tremendous advances were made.
Yes.
Under Saddam, the richest area in the country. Yes, it was authoritarian, okay? But the thing is, we have so-called democracy, which our enemies love for a reason, because they can buy and sell these politicians and control the situation. Remember something, the West over 1,000 years was not built on democracy, okay? There was a certain responsibility that the aristocracy tended to have towards, you know, towards the peasants or whatever you want to call it. But
okay.
So I just use these couple of examples to show what fascism, the benefits of fascism. I know it's heresy, but, you know, I'm a heretical guy.
I'm going to have to put you on hold. We've got to take a break.
Okay.
Station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.